This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits in music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. Download the WRP Rat Pack Radio app on Google Play, BlackBerry, and the Apple Store. If you're streaming, you can stream us on TuneIn.com, Web Radio Central, or RatPackSports.com/RatPackRadio.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to...
You're listening to the Rat Pack Sports Show, live on Rat Pack Radio, WRPR.
It's new, it's fresh, it's a slam dunk!
The Underground, discovering hidden talent worldwide. Playing daily on Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Come join the pack.
You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual...
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's the drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! Yeah!
It's my favorite part coming up right now.
WRPR, streaming live, Rat Pack Radio. WRPR app, we're on live, we're live, RatPackSports.com. We are on the air, we are back, and it's been a little minute, but we here. It is getting close to that time of the year. It is Sunday night. NFL season upon us. Training camp has started. We've been out for a little while. Would have been back here on Wednesday, but had some issues technically, and finally got all that stuff sorted out. If I was to guess, I would say maybe like an hour left in Wednesday's show. So I decided to just, hold it off until tonight. So still got some issues here, but not a big deal. So if it might cut off a little bit, just bear with me. But we're here, man. Sunday night, we're going to have Mr. William Graves joining us. He's been asking about the show we may have, Rat Pack Sports Show NBA Insider, Mr. Nicholas Lane on with us as well. We're going to talk a lot. We're going to, you know, we just, a lot happened, man. A lot happened. You know, baseball going on. Right now you have, you know, obviously football season getting ready to start. A lot of trades, a lot of trade requests, and, you know, stuff happening with that. Washington has a new owner. Daniel Snyder is out of there. And then a lot of stuff started popping up. And if you guys been, you know, listening to us long enough, you kind of know where I'm going to go with all that, because at the end of the day, what's funny is the investigation, you know, that the NFL had going on into the offices of Washington at the time, Redskins. You know, a lot of it was kept on the hush, and not until you know, the team was sold and the new ownership had his, had his thing had taken over. Let's bring him on in right here. We got him. He, my man, been patiently excited to get back on the air. I'm gonna bring him in before I continue on with my opening statement here. Rat Pack Sports Show's Mr. William Graves. What's going on, man?
Brother, we are back.
Oh yeah.
You know, first thing before we continue, we have said this in the chat group, but I just want to publicly congratulate you on your new job, coaching your old high school basketball team. Congratulations, Matt.
Hey, appreciate it, man. You know, it's been a busy last few months. Just, you know, kind of getting that, program off the ground and kind of laying the groundwork for what's to be expected, once we get into the regular season and tryouts and just, you know, the expectation of this is not going to be the same old, what you guys been used to. So, it's been pretty good, had a pretty good turnout, you know, a lot of kids showing up, a lot of kids putting in work, and,
so they're buying
a lot of interest. Yeah, they're buying it. I say for the most part, you know, they're all buying in, and, things are going, you know, it's obviously once when, school starts back and, you get a lot of fresh faces from kids that, didn't have the information over the summer, transfers, new students, whatever the case may be. You got to get them to buy in as well. And all this is a prelude to, the tryout. So, I let them know, ahead of time that, hey, you here now, but there's nothing guaranteed. You got to earn your spot. And just because you spent the whole summer, doesn't mean you guaranteed anything. Starting position, spot on the roster. When tryouts come, you got to earn it. And everybody that's going to be a part of the, turnaround is, they got to earn it. So, they're putting in work. So I got to be, happy with that.
Well, I think I can speak for pretty much rest of the Rat Pack and even most of our listeners, man. We are excited for you. We are happy for you. And, you know, we're just kind of excited to see what you're able to put together.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, last couple of years, you know, Boss Hogg, got involved with, you know, doing the, you know, announcing and broadcasting games. And, you know, we listened to a couple of the streams, watched a few of the broadcasts and stuff. So I guess, you know, this year you guys will be, checking us out. So,
Man, like I said, me personally, I'm excited to kind of see your guys' season kick off and everything. I fully intend on following you guys and everything. And, I am actually going to try to make it down there for one of your games.
Oh, okay. Hey, that'll be cool, man. I appreciate that. That'll be real cool, man. Real cool.
Oh, absolutely, man. We say this all the time, man. And we tell the listeners this all the time. Look, we haven't been on the air in probably about close to a month, but guys, we still talk every day. What we got, man, I call it a brotherhood. We all want to see each other succeed, and you know, we all support each other and everything. Well, in everything that we do in our professional lives, and you know, guys, Derek, he deserves this shot. I'm just going to come right out and say it. You deserve this, man.
And I went through the process like everybody else did. There was no, favoritism or anything like that. So I want to think that, you know, the decision they made was, you know, based upon, the interview process. I mean, it does make a difference when you graduated from that school and that's your alma mater.
Mm-hmm.
And so it puts a little bit more, heart into, you know, the job that you're going to do. It's a little bit more prideful for that particular,
mm-hmm.
Coach, if you're going, back to your old stomping grounds. You know, I there's nothing like, going back and trying to reignite the flame of the good years when you were mm-hmm. playing. So I like to think that, I'm the best candidate, and I always, humble in that, but I gotta prove it. So, the work started this summer, and, so far I would say, I don't know what everybody else is doing, but I know what we're doing behind the scenes, and, we're putting in some work.
Well, that's all that matters, man. Like I said, again, congratulations. Me personally, I'm excited to see what you do with this team and everything like that. Again, man, congratulations.
Thank you. Now, it has been a while, and a lot has went on. NBA wise, draft. We did do our NBA draft show, which we can't miss that. So we did, come on the air live for the, the NBA draft. But other than that, man, it's been, we haven't been on.
Radio silence.
Radio silence. And a lot of things has happened. We got a lot of catching up to do. The NFL has been very, very friendly as far as, you know, news and breaking news and stories. But, you know, before you called, I was getting ready to kind of go at, you know, my topic here of
all right.
The whole Washington situation and the previous ownership and now having a new owner, and then the very second that the new ownership took over and the old regime was out of there, all of a sudden you start hearing news about what actually was happening as far as the details of what went on in the front office.
Man, can we talk about this?
Oh, please, yeah.
Can we
about because,
this?
You know, I find it real funny. And I'm gonna just go out on record right now and say what I'm gonna say. John Gruden is about to have a fun. He's about to have a ball. He's about to have a ball with the NFL.
Yes.
When this thing finally does goes to the courts or whatever they're gonna do, they're gonna end up paying John Gruden a lot of money. Reason being is, number one, John Gruden never worked for Washington. Never, not one single day. And at the time when this went on, he was not employed by the NFL. Well, and he was, you know, working for ESPN and his emails.
Yes, he was an analyst for Monday Night Football.
Yeah, and his emails were about, you know, obviously he said some stuff. And that's his, you know, personal conversation that had nothing to do with what they were actually looking into, the Washington Redskins, that's what they were at the time, about. Mm-hmm. So we've always found it a little fishy that there was about 650,000 emails. This is their words. We're not making this up. 650,000 emails off of this server that they went through, and out of that whole bunch of emails, a handful of John Gruden emails get exposed, and he gets fired, loses his job. His character, mm-hmm. his character was pretty much, you know, put in question. Of
he was slandered.
He was slandered.
Let's call it what it was.
He lost a ton of money because he had just got the contract from the Raiders, the big contract from the Raiders.
Yeah.
So he loses that. Then turn around, and this is I'm a Bucks fan, so here we go. Gets taken down off of the out of the Ring of Honor for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because of all this, which I still think is
man that
you,
that
you don't
that was,
you can't take away his accomplishments or what he did as a head coach for this organization.
He brought us our first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. The Ring of Honor, okay, because see now I'm about to get on my soapbox.
Okay, let's go.
The Ring of Honor is based on what you did in your profession on that field.
Yes,
his profession was a head coach.
Yes,
now. Tony Dungy, still my guy. I will still say that had they let him do what he wanted to do before they fired him, he probably would have gotten the Super Bowl. I will say that till the day I die. Now, fast forward. John Gruden is our coach. He takes us to the Super Bowl. He wins the Super Bowl. I don't care if it was against the Raiders. Okay? Yes. It all played into his benefit. But he still got us our first Super Bowl. You can't take that away. You cannot take away his accomplishment. So, with that being said, that is why he was put into the Ring of Honor. Those emails did not change the fact that he won us our first Super Bowl. Okay? It did not. So why are you taking something away for something that had nothing to do with his on-the-field performance?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. And I don't agree. I never agree with it. And Glazers obviously cancel culture, jumped the gun, and figured let's do something about it. So I guess in return, and this is a whole nother conversation, we'll catch up. But in return for them taking him down, you throw in Bruce Arians. Okay, whatever. But he didn't deserve it. I mean, yeah, he won the Super Bowl. But it's not our first Super Bowl. So, whatever. He was only a coach 3 years, and he only had one winning season as a coach. Is that enough for a Ring of Honor?
Look. Let's take all that and put that off to the side for a second.
Okay.
You want to put Bruce Arians in the Ring of Honor? That's cool. But don't you dare put him in the exact same spot where you took John Gruden's name down from.
I don't know exactly where they put him at. It's possible they could have just filled that. I haven't been in the stadium to see exactly where they put Bruce Arians at, but.
Because that will borderline piss me off.
They might have, knowing the Glazers, and for the record, the two Glazer sons, not very smart when it comes to football.
They're not their dad.
And Malcolm Glazer was the heartbeat of the Buccaneers. He ran this organization, and. Man. Under him, it was a gold mine, and since he left us, it's been suspect. So these dudes are not the smartest when it comes to making football decisions.
No, they're not. And I'll even go out on a limb. Had Malcolm Glazer still been alive, John Gruden's name would not have been taken down.
No,
I can almost guarantee you that.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that.
Okay, so now moving right along. Debo, this situation could very well be the fall of Roger Goodell.
It should. It should, man. And the reason why it should is because you knowingly, this is what got me going when all this information started flooding out the very same day that the ownership change was approved, and they knew for a fact Snyder was out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'm talking literally hours later. All these reports start flooding out about what they found. It wasn't maybe or what else. This is what we found in our conclusion of this investigation. Now all of a sudden you want to go public with it. So that means for 2 years?
Goodell wanted to protect his buddy.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know as well as I do that Roger Goodell and Dan Snyder were buddies.
Yeah, for 2 years, you hid this to cover your behind in the Washington what's the name now? Washington.
The Washington Commanders.
Commanders. The Commanders, yeah. And Daniel Snyder, you covered for them to avoid the public backlash of what your findings were. So on that note, you got to go as an owner, as a commissioner of the league. It's now known that you would do whatever it is to protect your behind. I mean, yeah, your job is you work for the owners, but if this was a independent investigation like it's supposed to been, when they finished this investigation, then all of this stuff should have been came out. So it really wasn't an independent investigation because you was able to withheld information from going out until it was best seen fit for your image, and that's not the way that it should go. If your independent investigation is really an independent investigation,
man, there was nothing independent about that investigation, Debo. Come on, man.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, we know that, but that's what they. Was leading people to believe.
Man, look, John Gruden was the fall guy.
Yep.
That's what he was. Okay, they tried to defer the attention from. Man, look, I'm just gonna go out and say it: the worst owner in the NFL. Plain, pure, and simple.
Yeah.
Man, look, everybody hates Jerry Jones. You know what? Honestly, I would have rather gone to a Cowboys game and supported Jerry Jones than that snake that owned the Washington Redskins. Then the poor fool couldn't even come up with a name. So then it was just the Washington football team and now the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, now you hear they're now thinking about doing another name change to completely get away from the Commanders.
Man, okay, this is what needs to happen. If you want to totally separate yourself from the Dan Snyder era, this is what you do. You change your name back to the Washington Redskins. And then, hold on.
Okay.
Then you move the team.
Ooh.
You move the team. You leave the Redskins name and its history right there in Washington. And you move and you start over. Fresh. I don't, honestly.
So you're saying move the team out of Washington so that'll leave Washington with no football team. Man.
Well.
I mean, listen, what you're saying.
Man, dude, they're not even a state.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, they're in D.C., Landover, Maryland. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maryland already has a football team.
Well, they play
the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, they play in, yeah. So, yeah, and actually, since I've traveled a few times to Baltimore and have to drive through, you know, Washington to get to, you know, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, they're only separated by like 30 minutes. I'm not even joking. They're very close. Like the Washington stadium is literally probably about a 30 to 45 minute ride apart from, well, you know, downtown Baltimore, which
no different than going from, say, Lakeland, Florida to Orlando. St. Petersburg.
Yeah. So, yeah, Lakeland to, you know, St. Petersburg, about that much of a distance.
Oh, okay.
And the stadium is a piece of in the stadium in Washington. Boss Hog, your boys, that thing is a dump, man. I seen it from a distance, and it from the outside, oh man. It needs some work.
Yeah.
It needs some work.
Yeah. Okay. So you know what? You just proved my point. You just made my case for me. You want to completely cut yourself away from the Dan Snyder era. The only way you do that is, for one, you show the respect for the original team. You change it back to the Redskins. Now, if you want to be in Washington for your final hurrah, cool. Great. Washington Redskins farewell tour. Love it. Great. After that, you move. Now, I've been in the chat room. A lot of y'all think I'm joking, but I'm really not. When I said, honestly, one of the places they should consider moving to is St. Louis.
I mean, they do, you know, I mean, the way they was taken out of St. Louis was really on some.
Man,
it was done wrong. St. Louis was done wrong.
San Croce is probably one. The dude's a snake.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And
okay,
it's the same way as how the Chargers was snatched away from San Diego. I mean,
well,
they were actually done even worse. If I think got into that on this show, and the fans, the citizens of San Diego was done completely wrong to fit a
they were done dirty
need for LA to get not just one team but two teams. So
man, look,
and now that's what it was all about. Bringing LA back, you know.
Okay,
that's fine. That's if you cool. want to add an expansion, go ahead. Add an expansion.
You know who they should have put there? The Raiders.
Yeah. I mean, they could have, but I don't think the Raiders wanted to. They didn't want to go to LA.
No. No, it wasn't they didn't want to go to L.A. It was that L.A., for some reason, didn't want to do practically the same deal that they did with the Rams and the Chargers about building that new stadium.
Well, they ended up doing it anyway.
My point exactly. Okay, but the whole San Diego, this is what makes me mad about that entire situation. The man spent more money. The owner of the Chargers spent more money throwing it into this new stadium than what it would have cost for him to pay for his half for San Diego to get a new stadium.
Yes.
That's what makes me mad.
Yeah, they were bamboozled.
Like, I mean, look, Debo, in the last 15 minutes, we talked about three of the worst, three of the biggest snakes in the NFL as far as the owners go. But getting back to what I was saying, you're talking about completely cutting yourself away. From the Dan Snyder area,
you make a great point.
I'm telling you how
I'm
to
not,
do it.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I mean, it's not going to set over, you know, well for, you know, the fans of Washington. But, I mean, if you want to distance yourself, yeah, that's – you want to distance yourself from Washington, then that's the way to do it. But, you know, that's not going to happen. I mean, they could have been done
okay,
that.
So if you want to keep the Washington fans and everything like that, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a further drive, but then you move it over to Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They don't have a team.
You're still in the same era. You're still in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going to be a little bit of a further drive, but the Commander fans, and if they're really loyal to their team, they'll be making that drive.
But, oh yeah, I mean, now, you look at it like this: you got the Raiders, you know, Raiders fans before they even you know, moved into you know, Las Vegas. You had fans that was traveling, you know, from all over to Oakland. I know a couple of people that's Raiders fans that stay out that way, in you know, like Utah, Arizona, Nevada, that was going to, you know, they had season tickets to the Raiders. So the fan base travel, man.
They absolutely do.
So that wouldn't be hard. I mean, let's say they did that and it put the team somewhere in Virginia.
Okay.
It's still, that's only like, it's really only like an hour drive, depending on where in Virginia they would move them to. Those fans still going to travel. It was just not a team in D.C. anymore.
Right. Well, and you know, and that's what I'm saying.
Or land over Maryland, I mean, whatever, you know.
You leave. You change the name back to the Redskins. You do the farewell tour as the Washington Redskins. And then when you leave that Redskins history, you leave it all right there. You leave it right there. If you want to do something like in place of the stadium, like I don't know, like a little, I don't know, memorial. A little like Hall of Fame, something like that, that people can go into and look at it and check it out and stuff like that. Okay, cool, great, because it's important to remember the history.
Yeah.
It is very important, but you are not going to be able to totally disconnect yourself from what Dan Snyder did, unless you start over from scratch. Plain, pair, and simple.
Yeah, I agree.
And yes, I understand Boss Hogg is not going to like this. And this is all I have to say to Boss Hogg. I'm sorry. I really am.
Well, yeah, you know Boss Hall ain't going to appreciate you trying to, you know, get his team moved out. But he's in Colorado anyway, so he'll follow them. He'll follow them wherever they go. Yeah, he'll follow them wherever they go. I mean, that's just the way.
Right.
That's just the way he is. He's a diehard.
Yeah. And you know what? And like I said, I have a feeling that most Washington fans will follow this team. I really do.
Hey, from the way that, you know, Boss Hall was talking, then we know because he used to tell us in the group, you know, he was close to, you know, with everything that was going on with the ownership and all that. He was close to stepping down as a fan anyway. So,
yeah,
you know.
Well, can you blame him?
No, not really. I mean, dude was a joke. Not only that, but when you find out just exactly what was happening, this dude was withholding, you know, profits that the team was making from the other owners. I mean, he was hiding money. Owner.
He was fleecing the other owners.
Yeah,
that's what he was doing.
And that's the guy. I mean, Roger Goodell. That's the guy you wanna protect. I mean,
no, like I said, just wait till all the when is all this supposed to start? What, like, sometime at the end of this year, beginning of next year?
Yeah, I think somewhere in there.
Yeah, look at it. Let it go ahead and start at the end of the football season, and I guarantee you. Can't say that. I will almost guarantee you that before the start of the next football season, there's going to be another vote about the commissioner, and I'll tell you what.
No, I'll keep giving himself raises.
Look. There's going to be another vote, and look, it ain't going to go Roger's way, because these owners, they want their money.
Yeah.
Like, and you as a commissioner, you was okay with this one owner taking money from all of us? Nah, bro, you got to go. Like, now you can do a secret vote or whatever and all that just to see who all is on board. And I'm going to guess all other 31 teams actually maybe all 32 teams will vote to remove him. And you know what? To give good old Roger a way out, all he has to do is just get up there and say he's resigning for personal reasons.
Yeah.
Or he's retiring for personal reasons. Either way, he's gone. Devo, I am telling you, John Gruden is, I'm almost 99.9% sure John Gruden is going to be the fall of Roger Goodell.
Hey, I hope so. I hope so. I hope so. I really do, man. I think, you know, a couple of these leagues, commissioners is quietly kind of, you know, destroyed the image of the leagues. Roger Dell pretty much has wiped away all the progress, you know, Paul Tagliabue made as a commissioner. Another league, NBA, David Stern was an excellent commissioner, and Adam Silver is straight up trash. Like, from just, you know, how lenient the league has become with its players, you know, some of the rules he's softened up on, you know, that's really come back to, you know, bite in a way, and I'll go into all this, you know, at another time. This could be a whole nother show with the NBA, but he hasn't done a whole lot of great for the league. You know, the ratings are down. Yeah, sometimes they're up, but for the most part, the ratings are down. And just not, for me, as a person that watched the NBA, you know, practically all my life, the product that we see today is not good basketball. And that's a lot of it has to do with how the league is being run and, you know, the rule changes that has manipulated people into thinking that what we're watching is good basketball. So that's another one. Baseball Manfred, I mean, he is what he is, but I don't think the game of baseball is suffering. I would say, actually, you know, there's some changes that have been made to baseball this past offseason that actually helped the game in a positive way, speeding up the game, you know, a little bit more offense because, you know, strike zone is a lot more condensed, you know, eliminating the shift, which in return, you're going to get more balls hit into the, you know, hit through the infield. So that's going to equate for, you know, more offense, which, you know, I'm okay with that for baseball. But the pitch clock is the number one benefit that they did this past offseason because it has literally cut these games down about 30 to 45 minutes in playing time.
Oh.
And
yeah, I'll be honest with you, man. I love the change.
Oh yeah, I mean, I can sit there. You know, in the past, if a game started at 7 o'clock, and you might have sat down at about 7:30, you might be in like the second, third. You know, you could possibly still be in the first inning.
Second inning. I was about to say, man.
But now. With the pitch clock, bro, these games are going 2 hours. I think on average these games are about 2 hours in like 15 or 20 minutes. I mean,
I was gonna say I thought it was about two and a half
hours.
Yeah,
they're over. Within about by 9:30, the 7 o'clock game's done. If they're not done, they're in the ninth inning. So you know, for people that always complain about, you know, the games being too long and too, you know, strung out and all the time in between pitches and stuff. And, you know, if you go into a game, you might not get home until like 11 o'clock midnight because these games are running until 10:30, 11 o'clock. Most of the time, that's how it was. Three and a half hour games. Now.
Yep.
These games are in 9:30, game over, you get home at a decent time. So I think it has helped all across the country for attendance numbers.
Attendance is up.
Yeah.
All over the league.
Yep.
And I'll tell you this right now. Don't try to go and see the Angels play any team because from the way that I hear that these tickets for whoever the Los Angeles Angels play, it don't matter. That them tickets are getting snatched up left and right.
Ohtani.
Because they yeah.
Ohtani, man.
And, man, look, I said this once, I'll say this again.
He's the best player. He's the best player in baseball, hands down.
Dude, we are seeing a once in a lifetime
player.
Well,
let's see. Babe Ruth was how long ago? Over 100 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so I mean, you know, we haven't seen a player of this magnitude since Babe Ruth. But here's the difference. Babe Ruth, I want to say once he became a great hitter, he kind of slowed up on his pitching and focused on, you know, hitting a little bit more, where we see Ohtani, he's a Cy Young type pitcher, and he's the best hitter in baseball. Home runs, putting the ball into play. This dude, he has speed. He's stealing bases. I don't know if Babe Ruth is doing all that. Dude is you're right. He's a once in a generation, you know, type of player.
Babe Ruth's last game he played was in 1935.
Okay, so that's all right, almost 100 years. So yeah. Still
88 years.
It's a lifetime player.
I was about to say, man, we are 12 years shy of being a century since Babe Ruth played. Ohtani, folks, I don't care if you are a Dodgers fan, a Rays fan, a Braves fan, a Cubs fan. I don't care. If you are a baseball fan, you need to try to watch this guy at least. Just for the sake of being a baseball fan. Man, look, I am going to try my best to see this man before he retires. Now, he has a long way to go, because I don't think he's that old. But, folks, what we are witnessing with Ohtani, folks, we're not going to see this again. Not in our lifetime. I will never say I'm 100% sure, but I'm 99.9% sure. Like, this man, this dude is just an amazing person, player to watch. I sat there and I watched part of his doubleheader with the Detroit Tigers. And what this man did in a doubleheader, come on.
Yeah.
Like, the dude is ridiculous. He really is. And, like I said, folks, I implore you to sit down and watch this man play. If you are a baseball fan like I am, it is a treat to watch somebody like that. And look, guys, I'm not an Angels fan. I am a diehard Atlanta Braves fan. Okay, the Braves will always be my first team. Yes, I do root for the Rays. Okay, hometown team. But, man, when I get a chance to see somebody like Ohtani play, oh yeah, I'm going to put that game on. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Now let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
About Ohtani. Now there was a lot of trade deadline rumors and things of that nature with Ohtani, you know, possibly, you know, being dealt. Personally, yeah, I was just that's what I was thinking, because first of all, if you the Angels and your team is decent right now, I mean, you're not, you know, world beaters or anything like that, but you're in the race. You know, you still have a chance for a wild card. You're right there. Why would you deal the best player in baseball? Now, I don't know how true the deals was, but the fact that the Angels, you know, pretty much shut the door on any trade talk is told me that I don't think they were really shopping them. I think this was more of the media politics of them trying to force a move to happen, or just thinking that Ohtani was gonna, you know, be dealt. I don't think he ever had a chance of being dealt.
Man, okay.
I don't think they were serious.
So here, no. Why would you be serious, Debo? The Angels are only 5 games out of first place.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. They're right there. Yeah, and looking at the trades, looking at the trades they've made, they've acquired personnel for them to improve and make a run at this. So,
man, let whoever the owner of the Angels be stupid and turn around and trade freaking Ohtani. Man,
you got to get this dude. When it's time for a contract, which will be after this season, he's gonna have the richest contract in the history of baseball. I mean,
man,
you can't deny him being a top 5 pitcher, and then the best hitter, not one of the best hitters, the best hitter.
Yes,
in baseball. So you gotta get him.
He is definitely the
salary. And then you got to pay him as the best batter, the best hitter.
Man, look, this is going to be a player that every team in baseball is going to be in the market for.
Hey, check this out. So I'm looking, right? Batting. This is ridiculous. He's number one in every single batting category. He's number one at every single batting category. All right? He's number one in every single pitcher's category. Bro, listen. Anaheim, L.A., Los Angeles, however you want to say the name. Lock this man up now. I mean, obviously, you got teams like the Yankees, Boston, the Cubs.
Man.
You know, they can pay this man a load of more, but, I mean, the Angels not hurting. They can pay this man. It's just a matter of, you know, where do you want to go?
You know who I really think could actually make a run at him? And it's not a team that you're really thinking about. But in all honesty, I think the Athletics can make a run at it. Just imagine.
Oh, my God.
No, hold on. No.
Hey, now let's hear William out, because I know where he's going. I know where he's going with this, and he may have a very good point. So,
man, you know exactly where I'm going with this. They're getting ready to move to Las Vegas.
Yep.
And you move to Las Vegas with a star of Major League Baseball? Come on.
Well, if once they move to Vegas, there will be no issue with finances. I mean, obviously,
no.
You know, obviously they're gonna have to, you know, win and make money. But I think the revenue is gonna automatically improve because of them moving to Las Vegas. Season ticket sales are gonna be probably through the roof. So mm-hmm. you're gonna have more news. You're gonna have bigger sponsors. You got those casinos out there. That, I mean, listen, if that's not too far fetched from it being possible with them moving to Vegas. Now I don't know. I think the move.
And you know what? And that is literally probably one of the only reasons why I think they can make a run at him.
Yeah, now, how far?
If they were just staying in Oakland, I would be like, no way.
None of this matters anyways, because they pulled him off the market.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what we was talking about. But, I mean, after this season, he still goes in the free agency, so.
I think the Angels will lock him up.
I think so too. I think so too.
They need to.
I think the reason they pulled him off the market is because he gave them an indication that he wants to stay in Anaheim and be the centerpiece they build around, and I think they have the makings in their minor leagues to build around this guy, and maybe in the future he can become a one-way player and not have to be spent on throwing one night and then five nights a week he's playing center field. The other, he can throw one night and he can play center field if they need him to one night. He can DH the rest of the nights. He doesn't have to be this multi-dimensional player where he's starting. He's the starting pitcher on opening day, and then the next two games in the series, he's playing center field. He's gonna wear his arm out.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because
by far. So, I mean, that's what the Angels need to be looking at. The Angels need to be looking at this guy as he is the centerpiece of our franchise, and we need to build around him. We need to take anything that we have and, get – maybe they trade a couple of up-and-coming stars to go get another name to go with him. They got Mike Trout.
Mike Trout's getting up there, man.
Hey,
correct.
But
Mike Trout is getting old, exactly.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, looking at Trout, I mean, obviously, Trout, at just a few years ago, was being looked at as one of the best players in baseball. This is how good Ohtani is. We've totally forgot about Mike Trout. So. But he's still pretty good at center field.
Yeah.
And
he's still top 10. He's still top 10 in the game, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. And
absolutely.
I mean, he's got 263 batting average, 103 strikeouts. But, I mean, Ohtani's got 109 strikeouts. He's just,
that's just the type of player.
Yeah,
they are. They're
45
swinging.
Walks.
They're swinging for the fence every time they go.
44 runs batted in.
Oh, absolutely.
18 home runs. So, I mean, he's on pace for a pretty good season. But Ohtani is on pace for absolutely. 39 home runs, 81 runs batted in, 302 batting average, throwing 12 stolen bases. I mean, 81 total, which is, I mean, he's got 118 hits. I mean.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that, you know, even though Mike Trout is older now and everything, I could potentially see the Angels moving him to where maybe he's just a DH, or
he's 31,
and I'm talking about Mike Trout, or maybe moving him over to the infield somewhere like first or third base.
Yeah, I mean he's 31. He's 31 years old. Actually, 30. He'll be 32 on next month. So, I mean, in baseball terms, that's still young. I mean,
look, I'm not saying he's going to retire like this year or next year, but, you know, I think he has about 10, 12 more years.
Hey, if Albert Pujols can play until the age he was and be productive, I think Trout can do the same thing.
Man, look, you just brought up somebody. And I just saw this man the other day on TV. Man, dude, guys, this man looks like he can put on a baseball jersey, a baseball uniform right now, go back out there and play.
He probably could. That, I mean, he's only been. Didn't he play last season?
I think he played last season. I think he did.
Yeah, because he was in the home run derby. He was in the home run derby last year.
He was in the home run derby this year.
He was?
Was he?
Pujols?
Albert Pujols?
Wasn't he in the derby this year as a guest person?
Oh, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch it, so maybe he was.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, he was a honorary home run derby member. He got bounced in the first round because he couldn't hit anything this year, but
man, honestly, I think they juiced them balls, man.
They throw different balls in the home run derby than they do any other in a game.
Bro, I've never seen so many home runs hit. I mean, Randy Arozarena, I love him as a player for the Rays, and he's got some power, but, bro, it was looking like they was barely swinging a bat, and these things was going 400 feet. I'm like, bro, what is going on?
Them guys out there looking like Hank Aaron and Babe Ruth.
Oh yeah,
No. Ball song is right. They're definitely throwing different baseballs than what they do in the actual game, like. Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.